everyone. I'm Alex Smith. Welcome to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by Lay's Kettle Cook. I am very pleased to be joined by Eagles wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Jordan, are you ready for Crunch Time?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
First question, I got to ask you about your touchdown celebration with Carson Wentz. Okay. You fake the jump, fix the tie, shake his hand. How long did it take you guys to come up with that?
It was really, I feel like it was maybe 90% me coming up with it and 10% of Carson's agreeing to it. So it really didn't take too long. I kind of had a good idea of it once I kind of got to know him. I used like the handshakes I have with people kind of off their own personality and or our own, you know, relationship that we have. So, you know, me and Carson, you know, that's something that we both see eye to eye on, is that, you know, we love the game. We definitely get excited, but at the same time, you know, we put each big play in its proper perspective. You know, that's what we expect to do, and so it's always business as usual. So that's why we act like we might, you know, get overly excited, but then we just straighten up the tie, shake hands, keep it going.
So there's nothing else that you guys tried out? That's been the only one?
No, it was quick, man. It was, the really first take, and, you know, the first game, I was like, man, I didn't know if he was going to be too nervous kind of pull it off, but execution was great, you know, so I think it's going to stick around for a minute.
You've had some pretty good celebrations. You had the Rocky celebration last year after you scored a touchdown. Who do you think is the best celebrator in the NFL? Past or present?
It's between past got to be T.O. or Ocho. I mean, obviously those guys. I mean, Sharpie, that's classic. Man, Ocho, when he put the Hall of Fame jacket on, that was crazy. But you know, right now it's got to be between Odell and AB. And, you know, not the dances, because, you know, I know you can kind of like, okay, see what dances the kids are doing and then just imitate it. But I think last year Odell hit the hurdles one time. I was like, okay, that's kind of creative. Like, nobody was going to think about that, you know, hitting the hurdles, because I know he used to do track back in the day. And his mom's a hurdler, so he did that for her. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then I just love AB's celebration, man, because I feel like it just comes from the heart. He's just a very animated guy. He's fun to watch. So I think when he scores, he has no plan. He's just the first thing that comes to his mind, like when he jumped on the goalpost. So it's got to be those two guys at the top of the list.
Going back to that Rocky celebration, would you be a good boxer?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like anything, if I put my mind to it, I feel like I could do it. You know, so if at a young age I would have chose the route of boxing, I would have been like, okay, I'm going to make sure I'm going to be the best at it. So I feel like I'd be pretty good at it.
You played soccer when you were growing up, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think your range is for a field goal right now?
Oh, my gosh. Just no practice. Just walk outside and go do it. Man, I'm 20. I ain't going.
20?
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna give myself too much. It's been a long time since I've kicked.
Best and worst taste in music in the Eagles locker room?
Oh, man. Dog. You know, It's got to be my boy, Al Barber. I love Al's death, but, man, oh, yeah. When Al, if he'll get, like, one time to put some music on every, like, 2 months, and it makes sense. That's all he needs, because every time he puts on, I'm like, Al, what is this, man? Now he'll play some country songs I do like every once in a while, but sometimes I'm like, Al, come on, man, we got to get off out of somebody else. We'll pass Oxford after he has it for, like, two songs.
Who's the best?
The best? I'm definitely at the top of the list. JP does a good job, though. JP does a good job. He's very diverse with his music. You know, he's not one-dimensional to where only one group of people will like it. He plays all genres for the whole locker room. He's got a big responsibility as DJ. So he's got to do it for games, too, pregame, really? Postgame, practice, you know, camp when nobody feels like doing anything. He does a good job.
Jordan Matthews, thank you very much for joining me here on Crunch Time.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Crunch Time, brought to you by Lay's Potato Chips, the official salty snack of the Philadelphia Eagles.